near the piece in the back of the exhibition space, there's also a wind chime and a small oscillating fan. In some ways, I thought the work needed a bait in this space. If we have a trap, there has to be a bait. It's also a kind of a pathetic attempt at making an audio piece for the work. And I choose it to be pathetic on a purpose, you know, like it doesn't have to be something that's seductive. I didn't want bird sounds or stuff like this. It's a simple gesture. I take liberties at some points, and then sometimes I'm really loyal to form. And in this case, it was kind of like, if this is a garden, then a wind chime is needed. So it's both to heighten the artificiality of the work as a composition, but at the same time, it also gives an atmosphere to naturalize it or make it feel normal. But I think it's quite self-aware that it's neither or it's both at the same time. Just the way the piece is not a garden and it's not a pit trap and it's not a flower arrangement, but it's all of those things in some ways. Initially, when I installed the work, I wanted it to have natural lighting instead of artificial lighting so that you're mindful of when you arrive at it. So the space isn't some sort of a capsule away from reality or cycles of the season or the day. And so the visibility of the work is a little bit more governed by the natural daylight. And in this particular case, I have a preference for the piece being almost hard to see at nighttime or when the exhibition space is open later.